Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby.
Hi, welcome back to Spider's Web. Today we're going to talk about the art of the letter, perhaps a lost art. No, I'm not talking about like a letter you get from a lawyer telling you that you're being sued, or an official letter that your health insurance has been canceled. I'm talking about handwriting, actual putting a quill to the parchment. It's an art form that seems to be vanishing, but it is an art form. I mean, talk about postcards, greeting cards, letters, sweet love notes. All that stuff, it's so steeped in culture. I mean, how many Shakespearean plays have to do with people delivering letters, or quite often not getting the letter in time? But I'm wondering, what's happened to the art of the letter?
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Enclose with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Yes, I'm one of those people that actually does still write handwritten cards and letters and occasionally postcards. I love getting postcards. I don't send them as often as I should, but they're so much fun. Man, I loved them when I was a kid. Every time we went on one of those goofy trips, we'd get postcards. We never could actually mail them while we were away, but we'd mail them after we got home. I have a close friend who has a lot of young kids in her family, and wherever she goes, she sends them postcards. Some of them, the really young ones, they didn't even know what it was. I think they stared at it for 2 hours trying to figure out what it was. They don't even know what it's like to get mail. I have a friend whose little girl is 9 years old, and she was thoughtful enough to give me a beautiful gift. So I got her a handmade card. I wrote the card to her, put her address on it. She's only 9 years old. It's probably the only piece of mail she's ever received. I hope she flips over it. But, you know, there's something special about seeing the person's handwriting. It's like part of them. And it's so romantic in a way. I mean, it's all the old novels, you know, in days of old, they were written by hand. You had to have nice handwriting, which I do not. I'm left-handed. I still can't really hold a pen or a pencil correctly. And when I was a kid, I went through life when we had to write in pencil with, this side of my left hand would be gray all the time. It was always covered with lead or sometimes with ink. I still have that problem, but I handwrite anyway. I do love it. And it's almost like, I don't know, you got an extra little tasty inside bit of someone you know.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh yeah.
Back for please,
please,
I've
Mr. Postman.
Oh yeah.
Since I
heard from the telephone,
there must be some words and days from my girlfriend. So far away. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter for me. I've been standing here waiting.
Okay, so I'll give you two completely different ends of the spectrum here about handwriting. I have a friend who had a teenage niece. She was like early teens. And she asked her if she could send her a card. And the child said, I don't know how. Well, apparently this kid didn't even understand how to address an envelope, like where you put the return address or anything like that. I mean, okay, I understand many times it takes courage to go to the post office and hope that you're mailing things that will actually arrive. But it's a leap of faith. But anyway, that's kind of a really weird end of the spectrum. And then you think about it, in this digital age, are there kids that even know how to write by hand? Well, this is a really cool part. It's actually become much more important in curriculum now, because they found out that writing by hand makes your brain work better. It gets all these different sorts of elements of learning going in your brain chemistry. And in young kids, it really is a big plus. They will ultimately do better in school in the long run if they learn how to write early and not type. Write using your hands. So that's my little two cents about handwriting today. So I have a bunch of thank you cards to write, so I better get going. But until we see you again, send me cards and letters.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train?
If you enjoyed listening to today's podcast, please make it a habit. Tell 20 of your closest friends. Tell 100 of them. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed what you're hearing in music and strange commentary here on Spider's Web. And we broadcast new episodes bi-weekly. Also, check out spiderjazz.com for accompanying recipes with each episode. Also, you can check out previous episodes you may have missed. Look at my performance schedule. Maybe I'll be performing near you, or maybe I'll be performing in your home. Isn't that a scary thought? Also, you could study voice with me. Learn what it's like to find your own voice, and to sing jazz, and to enjoy life. Until next time, this is Spider Saloff. Signing off from Spider's Web.
I memorize every line.
and I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I'll read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your